Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this Tuesday morning with Glenn Van Zutphen standing in for Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Huang, who'll be back just after the headlines at 7.30 with a finance update. Well, it's been another busy week in China.
Indeed. Making the headlines this week, a U.S. judge blocking the U.S. government attempt to ban Chinese messaging app WeChat, and how will this block be an advantage to WeChat and maybe even to China?
And China is on a mission to deter Taipei's plans, meanwhile, to deepen its ties to the United States. But this might risk a military confrontation in the Taiwan Strait. So could this mission backfire on China?
And due to COVID-19, China's dominance of global exports have seen levels lately that we have never seen before. Can China rely on this boom to aid their early recovery?
So get some analysis now. On the headlines, we have on the line Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, always good to talk to you. So let's start with China ratcheting up the risk of military confrontation in the Taiwan Strait, Beijing seeking to deter Taipei from continuing to deepen those ties with the US and other like-minded democracies. So could China's rejection of Taiwan buffer zone raise the risk of a clash? Could this move by China actually backfire?
Hi, good morning. Yes, analysts have said this rejection of the median line, which was drawn by the US in 1954 to prevent a conflict, and also the fact that Chinese aircraft have breached this median line several times since last year, do elevate the possibility of a clash. Some experts say such provocation by the Chinese military not only plays to nationalistic sentiments at home, but is also a strategy by China to justify the use of force, because if the Taiwanese army acts, then China has an excuse to attack it. But these aggressive moves by the People's Liberation Army put China in a negative light on the world stage and will further alienate the Taiwanese and turn them away from China towards the US. But for China, the Taiwan issue is one of its core interests and is non-negotiable. So there's no way it would let this latest visit by the U.S. Undersecretary of State go without giving a strong response.
We're talking to Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Now to the WeChat drama. The Department of Commerce had announced a ban on WeChat appearing in U.S. app stores starting from this past Sunday night, effectively shutting it down. However, a U.S. magistrate judge has blocked the U.S. government's attempt to ban that Chinese messaging app and payment app. How would this block by a U.S. judge be of an advantage to WeChat and possibly China?
Well, it at least buys time for Tencent, the company behind WeChat, and for users of this app in the U.S. A ban in the U.S. could potentially affect its 19 million users in the U.S., but Tencent has downplayed the impact the ban would have on the company. It has said the U.S. market accounts for just 2% of WeChat's revenue. The bulk of its profits come from the huge domestic market in China, where WeChat has more than a billion users. It is still unclear what will happen after this injunction by the U.S. judge, which is temporary. The Trump administration could, for instance, appeal the order.
It is just a saga, Dawn, that goes on and on, isn't it? Well, China's export machine, meanwhile, has been under pressure from all directions, certainly over the last year. A trade war with the United States has been weighing on demand. Competition from other manufacturing hubs is heating up. So fast forward to mid-2020, and thanks largely to COVID-19 that originated within China's borders, the dominance of global exports for the country has surpassed levels seen in any other year. So why is there now an increased appetite for goods made in China, and will this boom in exports support the country's early recovery, do you think?
The pandemic has brought about a shift in consumption patterns around the world, and China, having come out of the epidemic early, have since months ago already resumed manufacturing activity. So that appetite for Chinese goods comes in part from the lack of production in many other countries hit by the coronavirus outbreak and China's resumption of production. Of course, it also produces a wide range of goods that are now in demand, such as medical devices and supplies, as well as electronic goods, which has been driven by this shift to working from home or staying home in many countries. All this definitely goes some way in helping with China's early economic recovery, but its domestic consumption is still somewhat soft because it hasn't quite pushed as hard in terms of stimulating internal consumption. And so it is this export boom that is pulling it up economically. But this could be just a temporary spike because of the pandemic. Already, countries have been talking about easing the reliance on China and relooking the global supply chain. So the long-term picture is still uncertain and somewhat murky at this point.
Certainly, these are unprecedented times, aren't they, Dawn? Thanks so much for that. As ever, stay well and stay safe. That's our Straits Times China Bureau Chief, Tan Dawn Wei.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.